Before you rush off to your next class, during today's lecture, I could tell that there were some of you that couldn't decide if you were going to stay or leave this class. Well, that's entirely up to you. I want to leave you with this. Art history isn't just looking at sculptures and paintings and determining the different types of art so that you can sound good at your next cocktail party or office happy hour once you get employed. It's about understanding humanity. We'll be going over the 19th and early 20th century when industrialism came into play. Because not only did it take over the everyday landscape of human nature, but it changed the way that we created everything. The way that we conceptualized film. It worked its way into music. The sounds. And how they come into play for creating that clear delineation of reality and fantasy. We began to idealize nature more and romanticize it. And there were some artists that embraced it fully. We see that now, today, with technology. But at its core, it's about experiencing the human emotion of where we've all come from. Now, before our next class, please make sure that you read up to chapter 10 in your textbook. There will be a quiz. Have a good day. You there. Will you stay behind? Thank you. What's your name? Yes, I see that here. Okay. The reason I pulled you aside is because I can tell that you might be the first to drop this class. You looked fairly uninterested. You don't have to play innocent with me. I won't be offended by anything you share with me. I want you to know that once I get my roster for the year, I thoroughly research each person that is enrolled in my class. And you, I had high hopes for. It may not be common practice for professors to take such an interest in their students, but I think it's necessary to understand the tone of the classroom. I was so happy when you sat up front. I didn't think we'd be having this type of conversation this early. But when I saw your eyes glaze over, I'll admit I got a bit worried. Well, if you aren't in my class, it'll be much harder to get to you. What do I mean? Well, you see, no one's here now. It's just you and I. And while it may not have been clear during the lecture, but I tried to make sure with my body language and a few funny comments that my focus will always be on you. Why? Shouldn't you be happy that you're my new favorite student? Everything that I've seen about you tells me that we'd be a very good matchup. Everything from your online presence to your transcripts painted that picture. I always know who's going to be my star pupil. And you have all of the makings for that. I can tell you're a bit confused. Maybe even a little afraid. But you don't have to be afraid with me. No. When we're together, even though I'm your professor, you're in charge. That's the only way for you to be able to build the confidence to be my star pupil. I'm gonna do everything that I can to learn all of the special details about you. And in return, you'll stay enrolled in my class. And willingly be mine. Wouldn't you like that? I can show you how this will benefit you as well as it does me. Well, first, we can start with you coming over here and standing in front of me while I'm by my desk. That's nice. You know, as I walked and paced around you, I caught the faintest scent of you. It was so tempting just to bury my face into your neck. Just like this. And, just confirm how much you were made for me. I made sure to hike up my skirt and unbutton my blouse just a bit for you. I wanted you to know how eager I would be for you to stay behind. That worked. But now, I need us to go a step further to make sure that you're serious. Serious about us, of course. It's quite simple, really. I'll lift up my skirt and bend over like this. And you will slide your cock inside me. I know that they tell you in orientation that you should always be practicing safe sex. But everything about this is safe. Because you're mine. Soon. And I'm yours. I've been saving myself for you. But maybe you want me to beg? I will beg for you. Because I want you hard. I want you to demand my pussy after every class. I want you to think of me under your desk as you study for this class. I want you to reach top marks. As much motivation as you need, I'll give it to you because you deserve the very best. And that includes my pussy and my ass. You've been staring at it long enough. And watch me spread my lips a bit. You see how shiny I am? How slippery and wet just your scent makes me. Will you please fuck me? Will you please clean my pussy? Don't worry. I don't have another class for about an hour. Think of how much you could be using my pussy within that time. Come on. You want a little wiggle to get started? Like that? Come on now. Fuck my pussy. fuck me. Feel me. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. I have no idea how long I've been waiting for you to be inside me like this. I'll take care of your hug. I'll take care of you. Just please fuck me. Please fuck me. I need you. I need you. Oh, yes. You're mine now. You understand? You're mine. And I'm yours. Being inside me is so turned on. So it also need you for more. Oh, I need more. Oh, give me more, please. You can go deeper. I can feel you want to go deeper. Oh, you can be rough with me too. You can be as rough as you want. The more you're addicted to my pussy, the more I'm addicted to you. Oh, I want to spend every day after class with you. Dedicated your heart to me. I need that. I need that. I need your commitment. Please give me your please give me your come. I need it. Oh, I want to feel the pouring inside me. Oh, can you do that for me, please? Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, no, wait for my ass. Oh, please, clean both my arms. Please, just even say it in a... You don't have to come again. I just want you inside my ass. Yeah. I just want you to feel how tight I am back there. Just hold it inside my ass. Hold it. Thank you. Let me clean off your cock. Slowly. Oh, you'll be my star pupil. I just know it. Thank you, lover. Now, be sure to turn your assignments in, or I'll have to stop by your room and get what I need out of you. Now you just let me know when you need to use me again. I'll probably know before you do. I pay attention to what's mine.